Welcome to the Obesity Medicine Podcast with your host, Dr. Matea Rentilla, board certified in internal medicine and obesity medicine. Here, we talk about a path to metabolic health, and we have real conversations about chronic weight management and living a full life. Just a reminder, I am a physician, but I'm not your physician. So everything that's on this podcast is for informational purposes, but please go talk to your doctor about what's right for you. There is no medical advice being given on this podcast. Hi, Angel. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I am really excited for everyone that's listening. I'm going to just give a 1 second background here. I asked Angel to come on because she is open to sharing that she's part of the Rentilla Metabolic Clinic. And she is just someone that I feel very inspired with her journey, just how she keeps going, what she figures out, what she does. And I've had people ask me online, can you bring on to the podcast some people that, you know, some inspiration, some motivation for us? Now, Angel cannot do that for you, but when you hear her, you might hear elements of, oh, that's just like me. I can do that. So, you know, that's the reason. Thank you, Angel, for coming on today. I want other people to hear that these are not unicorn scenarios, that you can really be, you can have a regular life and really achieve amazing things. So can we start out, if you want to share maybe just a little bit about yourself, just so people know a little bit about you?
Sure. Thank you. So my name is Angel and I am 60 years old. I live in Indiana and I am the mother of five. I call them kidults. They're young adults, you know, starting their journey in life. And I have struggled with my weight my entire life. I don't even know if I want to say I've struggled with it because I was just always big. Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, report cards had your height and weight on them. And when I was 5 years old, my weight was 84 pounds. Yeah. So I obviously have always had a big body and have struggled with weight. But in definitely the last 20 years, but most recently, really since menopause in the last maybe 5 to 7 years, my weight just kept increasing, even though the amount of food I ate was decreasing.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating that you're like there, it doesn't make logical sense, right?
Yes.
Like when that transition's happening. Yeah.
Well, when that was happening too, as my weight would creep up, my husband and I would talk about this because now we're eating half of what we used to eat. Yeah. And in those moments, I realized, you know, it's not calories in, calories out all the time.
No.
And so I was really getting more and more concerned. I felt like my mobility, it wasn't obvious to other people, but I mean, I was really heavy. I was carrying a lot of weight. I felt like my mobility was affected. I was out of breath when I walked upstairs. You know, I was just tired when I was active or, you know, taking walks or working around the house or when I was working outside the home. And my daughters got me on TikTok, which may have been a really bad thing, but TikTok's been awesome because that's how I found you.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I love hearing that.
I started following obesity doctors on TikTok and there's actually three or four of you that I really like because I feel like the information you give is super informative, but I also like the common sense approach. And I had reached out to you. I had actually looked for obesity board certified doctors in my area. There is only one in my entire area. Uh-huh. And I couldn't get into his practice because he's a family doctor. And, you know, he's obviously treating other patients. So I was attracted to you, especially because you had started your clinic. So yeah. I had reached out to you on TikTok to see, I saw that you were in Indiana and to see if you were taking on new patients. And that's how I came to you.
Gosh, I love that. So first of all, thank you for sharing so much. I feel like number one, I can relate to your story, like having been in a larger body my whole life. It's almost like you don't even know a different way of life. And you've shared with me, and hopefully you're okay sharing this. You actually were very active growing up, right?
Yep.
Like that did not hold you back growing up, all those things. But what I'm hearing from you, I just made a note here. It was like when your mobility is affected and you're tired, like it affects your life, right? It's not,
yeah.
And me and you have talked a lot about this. It's not about vanity at all. We're just not people that are motivated by that, but
right. It's
like your life starts to be affected and you're a very active person. So
exactly.
I'm so glad that you found me. Isn't this serendipitous?
Yes.
Who would think? Listen, I would have been the last person to think I would make TikToks, but that's amazing. So, okay. So we kind of see your life before. What do you think changed when you came into the clinic? Like what do you, because I'm trying to offer to people if they're listening, because obviously everyone can't work with me, but what do you think helps about being in a clinic that we take, you know, very much so the dual approach of we're not only doing medical, but also like coaching or mindset stuff. Why do you think it's been helpful to work with someone like me? Like, what do you think you got here that you didn't have before?
So, you know, I've had to see, obviously, when you are obese, you have other medical conditions that kind of creep in as your time, you know, as time moves forward. Yeah. So all of a sudden, I've got a cardiologist and, you know, I'm seeing my regular family doctor, but I've got a cardiologist, I've got a kidney doctor, I've got all these doctors for all these things. And they're only treating what the specific thing was that I'm in there for. Yeah. And the truth is that the obesity, you know, was probably the thing that is causing all these, but nobody was looking at me as a whole. Each of them were only looking at me as parts. And I was on so many medications and I was starting to look at how some of these medications, they weren't contraindicated with each other, but they were causing other problems. And I think I had just reached that point where I thought, this is way too much medication. I've got too many doctors and nobody knows what the right hand is doing, you know, compared to the left. And so that is really the thing. I think I just reached that point where I didn't feel well, and I was frustrated. And that's what had me seeking out information on TikTok. And that's what led me to you.
That is so, it's so true, right? Like, and I know we worked through this. You're seeing all these different people for different things. Some of them even become irrelevant, but you don't even know anymore because everyone's just kind of like in robot mode of, I just keep going back to the same people. One of the things that, and I know you're open to me sharing this, that I was just, when I have someone come in, one of your main goals was get this medication list down. Number one, like improve your health, get off medicine. You had objective things that you wanted to happen. And within a few months, you were off of three meds, down on two others. Like, it's incredible, right? That like you said, when you were looking at the whole picture, instead of not just the heart, not just this, not just that, I always describe it like the roots, right? Like we're looking at the roots of the tree and not just like the fruit that's on the outside. That's amazing to me. And I feel like you got there with just like small, reasonable things, but with the continued, you know, us meeting monthly with actually looking at things, right? It wasn't just like, it didn't just happen in one visit.
Exactly. Well, one, that was my overall goal, but I think the biggest thing that I wanted first coming to you was somebody who would listen to me. Yeah. And I've gone to my PCP and she says, do sugar busters or do this. I mean, this weight issue has not been some short-term thing. It's not like I gained 100 pounds all at once. I gain a pound a month, a couple pounds a month over time. Right. And all of a sudden I've got 100 pounds on me. And where did it come from?
Right.
You know, because I was still living my life and doing things and I'm not running and biking, but I walk and I'm busy every single day. I was raising kids and working. Yeah. And busy. So coming to you, the goal was to get one person who would look at my big picture. It was important to me that you were an internal medicine doctor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have shared with you things that I've been concerned about. And even though that's not what you're treating me for, you could tell me how that affects obesity or how obesity affects that.
Right. Right. Definitely. And it's so funny that I wrote this down. You said no one was looking at me as a whole, but only the parts. Do you know that this is something, my mission statement when I went out to build this clinic is I was sick of that happening because I was seeing in primary care that everything is going to all different directions, mainly because primary care, they're amazing, by the way. They sometimes don't have time, right? And so something like this, and I think that's something that we get to the heart of in the clinic, that there's just a lot that needs to go into it because we don't know what the struggle is or why. Some of it's physiologic, some of it's other things, and we get to the bottom of those things. So I love that you brought that up. It's just such a good point.
And the other thing about the clinic is we're just middle-class people. The fee was an issue. You know, it's like, wow, am I going to make this investment? And I talked to my husband about it and he said, you know what? We have really invested in our kids and spent a lot of time and energy and money on our kids. This is worth spending the money on. Yeah. And so that was an important decision for us too, for anybody who's considering that. A concierge fee looks expensive from the beginning, but what has really been helpful for me is that I can contact you anytime, you know, during daytime hours, you're always answering me back. Yeah. I bring up bigger concerns. I brought up small concerns. I get a reply, and you don't get that with your regular insurance plan or with your regular medical plan.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up. Number one, it is an investment. It really is. And what's interesting, like I always think about, okay, if we don't do these things, where do we stay? Like we're in a spot where potentially we pass away earlier, day-to-day life is hard, but it is so hard to find the resources to do these things. And I agree. Yes. So we do it differently. But yes, it's the, like if you're on a trip and something's happening, like we're going to just talk. We're just going to pick up the phone and talk, right? We're not gonna, like, you're not going to have to wait 3 days to hear back from something symptom related. I think it's really challenging if you're going down this road. Thank you for sharing that, because I think that is just like such a good point. Let me ask you, what do you think, like what, can you think of one or two challenges that you had before that are now easier? Like for example, I'll give you an example. Some people might've had a really hard time prior if food tasted good to be able to stop at enough, or maybe nighttime snacking. Are there any examples like that where you're like, I didn't know that it could look different sort of, yes. I don't know, my relationship with food, or I don't know kind of maybe what's been the biggest change?
I'm not an overanalyzer. So a lot of people are really, you know, thinking of profound changes in their life. But for me, when my kids were growing up, I would always wake up in the morning and I would always joke around and say, I am so hungry, I could eat one of these kids right now. And I was famished in the morning. I'd wake up as soon as my eyes were open, I was starving. And that is the word I would use. I always felt like I was starving. And when I started the medication, I didn't feel that way anymore. I didn't even know that people didn't feel that way.
Oh, yeah.
And I've lost. So I started on the medication in mid-February. Mm-hmm. Right now I am down 38 pounds. I had lost about 12 pounds over 6 months prior to that. So I'm down right now today, 50 pounds. And it's been super slow. I mean, it was slower on the front end on the medication. It's been about a pound a week, but I feel really patient about it because I feel hope. But the medication, I don't know what it does to your brain, but I'm not starving and I'm not constantly craving things, especially sugar. I still eat a little bit of sugar every day. Actually, some days I eat a little too much sugar, but I still enjoy normal things. I have not drastically changed my diet at all. I know some people do and have way faster weight loss, but I just want to live my life without overanalyzing and overthinking everything I do all day and everything I put in my mouth.
Yeah. Listen, first of all, like that's not slow weight loss. Like, you know,
you keep telling me that.
Like, all the people are going to be listening and be like, I wish, right? Okay. First of all, you are profound, you know, like you're like, I don't say profound things. I'm like, but I love what you're saying. The not having to overanalyze all the time, the not feeling ravenous, like, wow, that's what it's about. It's like just being, here's what I say. It's like being able to just live your life instead of it being 24/7. I have this second job where I need to manage the food that's in my mouth and how I'm eating and what I'm doing. It becomes very obsessive, becomes really disordered to allow you to just get to that. And probably you've never experienced that before, right? You're probably like me, like you didn't know that world existed, right? Like
I don't think about food all day and what I'm going to eat. And when I've done all the diets, I've done Atkins, Weight Watchers, you know, Sugar Busters, you name it, I've done it. I may have lost for a period of time, but it's not sustainable over a long period of time. I've lost probably 500 pounds and I've gained 600 pounds, you know?
Right.
And on this, I feel like I can just do this. I'm just living my normal life. Having this medicine as a tool to help me just live a normal life and not overthink everything I'm doing. I don't think about what I'm going to eat for my next meal. Now, you've talked about good, better, best decisions. I make better decisions. I don't always make the best, but I definitely make better decisions every day.
Yeah.
But I don't have to overthink them. I'm just buying more turkey now or making sure I have hard-boiled eggs made so I can first see if I'm really hungry before I eat something that would be not as, you know, as good for me.
But this is the thing. You say, oh, I didn't change much or whatever, but I'm hearing so many changes there, right? But what you were willing and able and what feels good. And that's the difference. And that's why you're not feeling so many months in. I talk a lot with people about, I don't want weight cycling, even if I don't care if we lose weight less or what it looks like, but I don't want this yo-yo. It's not great metabolically for us.
Yes.
And we didn't have tools before or strategies where that was really possible. So we are in a different era now, but just listen to all those things. It's like, you're doing the eggs, you're buying the chicken, you're making it work in your world in a really easy, sustainable way where you're not going to think about it all the time.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. I think that there's a lot of people that struggle. Maybe they are on a med, maybe they're not, but they struggle with this. I think online always, it's always the highlight reel, you know, like the easy and all that kind of stuff. What would you tell someone if they're struggling right now? Like what works for you on a day when it doesn't feel so easy?
What works for me? On a day that doesn't, first of all, I forgive myself that day.
Oh, I love
that's probably the first thing. I told you the other day, I like to have protein in the morning. I've always been that way. I kind of crave that in the morning. And we had all these guests this weekend and we had dozens of donuts. And on that day, I ate 3 donuts. Now, back in the day, I could have eaten 3 donuts, not even thought about it. Now, I can't even normally eat that much, but I don't even eat that much sugar. And I ate 3 donuts that day. And I thought, well, this isn't good. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be, this is one day of overindulgence in a way that I haven't done in 6 months. And so I think just saying, okay, that's fine. And I'm going to do better the next meal or the rest of the day or tomorrow in trying to make good and better choices, you know?
Right. I love that. And because it's not going to be perfect. So like throw out that version. I know we kind of do this a lot in calls. First of all, you have permission to eat whatever you want, whenever you want. Like this is not a morality thing with
food.
And you're not always having a party or having things going on like that. And who cares that you had that? So I just like that. You're like, I just forgive myself and move on. That is so good. I hope everyone hears that. Because I find the quicker that you move on from these things, number one, it doesn't even matter to begin with in the grand scheme of things, but then it doesn't turn into this days and weeks and months of then overeating because you're punishing yourself. You know, like this cycle, I don't know if you ever did that in the past. It's like this vortex, right? That you get sucked into. That is such a good piece of advice. And what do you think is there something that you do daily that you think is really helpful that keeps you going? Like that's just-
Well, the first thing is, so- I get overwhelmed by all the shoulds and shouldn'ts of what you're supposed to do when you're trying to lose weight.
Right.
And when I first started with you, of course, the big thing is you have to drink water. You know, you've got to drink a lot of water. And my sweet spot on the water is 80 to 100 ounces a day. I aim for 100 ounces every day. Maybe. And at first that seemed like impossible. And now I don't even think about it. I mean, the one thing I do every day that I'm great at is I drink my 80 to 100 ounces of water. I have 3 water bottles. I have a 40 ounce, I have a 33 ounce, and I have a 16 ounce. And I have this mentality every day. I start with the 40 ounce because I try to get that done by 12 or 1 o'clock. I know I'm halfway there. You know, and so what the water is the one thing I do every day. It's the one thing I always do right.
I love it. I'm like, I'm sitting here. We're not going to release this video, but my face is like beaming. I'm like, yes to the water. Because by the way, it sounds easy. It's not, right? Like you said, and by the way, if everyone's listening, depending on where you're starting, no, we're not doing 100 ounces to start out. Okay. So
it's gradual.
It.
Yeah. Now it's second nature. But when I first started, I thought I was drinking a lot of water and it was hard to get to 64 ounces, which is kind of the minimum of what you're supposed to get.
That was like the baseline that I kind of start at, right?
Yes. And that was hard to get there. Now that is the one thing. I never worry about my water intake. Right now I am tracking. I don't normally track my food or anything like that. But as I've moved up or as I have battled maybe some side effects on the medication, I have been keeping track of my protein and fiber.
Yeah.
Because for a while I was easily getting to the 100 grams of protein. Right. But then as I moved up on the medication, I was having trouble even eating that much food.
And if anyone's listening, I mean, that is just, is a challenge sometimes when you're changing, right? And so my thing is always like, we're not tracking all the time, but doing little audits, right? I call it that little dipstick, like just,
exactly.
Hey, it's a new month. Maybe it's a new dose, or I've been on this a while. Like, how am I doing? If the weight slows down, changes, whatever, I'm feeling more this or that. Just, hey, where am I at? You just get a little sense. I had someone the other day where they thought, oh, I don't want to, you know, be modeling to my child that I'm having to sit here and track. And what are they going to think? And I said, but this is very loving to figure out where you are. This is not you every single day being obsessed and like not going out to eat because you're worried about being able to fit stuff in, like really different lane. And so the person was like, oh, it was like helpful to think about in a different way.
Right. I don't track every day, but like you said, I might do it for 4 or 5 days when I kind of feel like, I don't think I'm getting the protein I should, or when I've had a problem maybe with some of the side effects like diarrhea or just being unable to eat. When I've had the diarrhea side effect on a higher dose, I've gone to that brat diet where it's bananas, rice, applesauce, toast. I mean, you're eating a lot of carbs. And normally in every other diet, they're like, stay away from carbs. No, I don't even care. I'm just trying to get enough food and sustenance to alleviate.
I mean, that's the thing is like, and I think this is why sometimes having a little bit closer attention helps. We want to feel better during those times. It's not just sit there and keep pushing a protein goal when you're feeling horrendous, for another word. So just kind of having that perspective. And so I'm just so glad you shared all this. In the name of wanting to respect your time, let me ask you one last question, unless there's anything else you want to share. But I'm wondering, what do you think's been the biggest win out of all of this? Like going down this journey, of course, you're still going all of that. But what do you think's been the biggest win so far?
I mean, I'm going to tell you, like, the biggest win is that I just feel so much better. I still have, according to charts, weight charts and height charts, I probably have 100 pounds to lose, but I feel really good. I look better with this 50 pounds off. I just feel more energetic and I feel hopeful. I have never felt hopeful about being able to lose weight. That's the big picture of the benefit of this clinic and using medication. On the smaller non-scale victories, I can zip coats. You know, I was getting to sizes where I thought, oh my gosh, I can't go up another size. I can zip my coat. I can bend over and pick something up without tipping over. I can get on the floor and get up again.
Yeah.
There's so many small non-scale victories that I'm experiencing every single day.
I love that you bring these up because it's funny. I wasn't even going to ask you about your weight because I'm like, it's almost like irrelevant because you're feeling better in so many of these other areas and so much of the medical stuff has improved. It's almost like everybody stop thinking about the weight so much. Listen to what you're talking about, like getting up and down from the floor. Your life gets back with these things, right? You're not dependent on people. You don't worry about falling all the time. Like these are big things. So just thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything else that you think people need to hear? If someone's out there, you know the person, they're struggling. They haven't found someone. They're still in it. What words of encouragement do you think you'd provide?
So, you know, first of all, having always been obese, when I see somebody who's obese, I never look at somebody and think, oh my gosh, they look awful. Right away, I go to, I know exactly how they feel. I know their feet hurt and their knees hurt, and they're probably having trouble breathing when they do certain things. It's not obvious to everybody else, but you know from living it.
Yeah,
I know what their struggles are. And I think the most important thing is, I think get on social media and start following obesity board certified doctors.
Yeah.
That's what gave me hope. And that's what actually catapulted me to doing something.
Yeah.
Because I've gone to my doctors, my cardiologist said, I don't want you to go on medication. I want you to lose it the natural way. Well, the natural way.
When you told me that, it was the quote was burned in my brain. Okay, but I wish you would do it the natural way. What does the natural way mean, cardiologist?
Exactly.
Do you not put a stent in? Do you not do statins?
Exactly. I'm on all these other heart medications, and he didn't even know about GLP-1s. What I'm finding out is that a lot of doctors, you know, are only paying attention to their specialty, and a lot of them aren't understanding how these medications work. My primary care doctor, she's a good doctor. She knows a lot of information, but she told me that she was glad I was coming to you because she does not have much experience with this. Yeah. And, you know, you have been very helpful in helping me not titrate it up every 4 weeks. You know, I've stayed on each of the medications like 8 weeks at a time. And now, you know, I'm on a medication that's going to be 3 months and probably longer. And I'm happy there. I'm still losing weight. I'm living my life. I'm not having the side effects.
Yeah.
And I can see myself staying on this for a long time or until it points that I need to move up a dose.
Yeah. You know, okay, two good points you made here. Number one, real quick, so I don't forget, with this titrating and stuff. Yeah, you actually need to be listened to and you need to have often enough communication. It sounds small, but this does not need to be. I watched a video the other day and this therapist was saying, oh, the patients can't eat and this and that. I was thinking, what are you talking about? That is not what this looks like. But if you just have someone that's not listening to you, it could. But you bring up a bigger issue with how the other physicians might not be as aware of this. It's a specialty like anything else, right? Like,
right.
All day long, I'm consuming articles and reading and learning and going to conferences. Of course, they all can't know all this. It's like, it's not a dig on them. We
right.
love cardiologists, the primary care doctors. It's just, if you are someone where the primary care doctor, whoever you're seeing can't help you, there are other options. I think that's right. about it. And I'm going to put underneath this video when we get up, I'm going to put maybe like the top 5 or 6 obesity medicine doctors that I think online. We're probably thinking of the same people, right? Because we're kind of... Mm-hmm. We're in that circle. But if you're not someone that's part of that universe, you know, you can see those links and see a lot of them maybe have a podcast or other resources. So you can kind of get familiar with that. Just that there are lots of different philosophies out
yes.
there. You probably resonated with mine, but there's lots to pick from, right?
Right. So the first piece of advice is, like I said, get on social media and start getting information from board certified obesity doctors. Yeah. The second thing I would say is look in your area and you are would be better at telling them where to look. But I know I looked online for board certified obesity doctors in my area. There is a certain link and that's how I found the only person in my area who's even board certified.
Yeah.
But that's the next step. Find a doctor. Find a doctor on TikTok. Obviously you see them on TikTok, but go look them up. I looked you up.
Yeah.
Your Google reviews were phenomenal. Like I had to get in.
People always ask me about that. They're like, how do I find someone? I love this. So look on social because you get to hear their philosophy. You get to hear more about them. Now, what you're talking about for them to be board certified, it's the American Board of Obesity Medicine, ABOM. So it's abom.org. Again, we'll put the links under here. So you can look by zip code, by state. The website's
that's how I did.
But what's tricky about that website, if anyone's looking, it's that someone might be board certified, but they might also have another specialty. So like Angel, you were mentioning that the one you looked up was also primary care.
Right.
So their panel was closed. They weren't taking more. There might be a gynecologist or surgeons. And so you might not want to start with them first, but at least you, depending on where you live, or some of them might do telehealth in multiple states. So like, just look at the options that are on there and I'll put a few other links. I do think there are some good telehealth services as well. And I will put that underneath again, because I think that some of them really take more obesity specialized providers versus others. It's a little bit non-discriminatory. I want you to talk to someone. I want you to actually get a history. I want you to work with a dietitian. So again, I think I will put the links for all of that down below because I think people, they want answers. They don't know where to go. I get messaged all the time on this. I'm like constantly saying, hey, here's where you could look. Hard to find someone, I think.
And then the third thing I would say is once you gave me a tool, which was medication, the other tools that you're giving me is information.
Yeah.
And that's another big benefit about being in your clinic. The information you provide me is so helpful for me to understand how I got here and why I'm stuck here, you know, why I've been stuck in obesity. And it all makes sense. And it takes all the responsibility off of me. It's not all me doing something wrong.
Totally.
That is how my body has worked. You know, there's something biological here that's going on and it helps me better understand it and destigmatize it for myself. I don't feel like a moral failure anymore. You know, I've had people always say to me, you know, you need to do this and you need to do that. Guess what? I've done all of that and I'm still fat. And so the information has helped me destigmatize it in my mind. And now it's so much to a point wherein I hear somebody in conversation really kind of body shaming or fat shaming people, I speak up. And I say, obesity is a disease, and I will, you know, give as much information as I can. I mean, I'm not afraid to be confrontational about it because I'm not going to let people put me in a box anymore.
Yes. Oh my God. I love it so much. So much of what you said is so good. And it also, you know how you talked about, so first of all, like decreasing the shame, the stigma, this doesn't exist with any other medical condition. Yet with this somehow, it's like a morality failing. The other thing that you mentioned, remember in the beginning how you're like, I don't like when there's a bunch of rules and things like that.
Yes.
I feel like if you know the why behind things, you can make whatever decisions work best for your body. But it's not like when you come in the clinic, right? I'm not like, listen, you have to follow these 10 rules.
Exactly.
Like, out. Like
the only rule I have put upon myself every single day is to drink my water. It's all I can handle. And then I handle it moment by moment.
I like how you said the rule I put upon myself. I love that. I always use the term like loving boundaries, right? Like you do it in the name of not driving off the cliff, right?
Right.
It's good to not drive off the cliff. I love that. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on. I know that anyone that listens to this is just going to get so much out of what you shared today. So just thank you for just openly sharing with us and likely helping so many people because of this.
You're welcome. I'm just a regular person, and I want other regular people who are struggling with obesity to feel the hope that I have felt for really the first time since I started with you in February and since I started using a GLP-1 medication. Yeah. I just, on a bad day, quote unquote bad day, where I have not eaten my best choices, I still feel hope every single day. My weight has crept down over 6 months. You know, I'm basically 40 pounds down since February. And I know that other people can have the same success because I'm not doing anything special. I'm living my life. Each meal or each moment, I try to think about my choices, but I still indulge in the things that I love to eat before, but a lot less of it. I think I told you when I first started, I was drinking Coke every single day. Yeah. And I told you, I could not give that up. There's no way I could give it up.
And you told me, like, that's fine.
I think you'll reach a point though, where you're going to want less of that.
Yeah.
And boy, is that the truth. I mean, and there's a day I'll have a big old Coke and I won't want one for 6 days.
Yes.
I didn't think that was ever possible.
I remember that. Like you told me, you're like, I just really like this every day. I think it was like maybe the McDonald's drive-through version of it. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Okay. And you remember, I was like, we're not going to take that away minute one. Now, listen, that's just my own approach, because when you start with the things that really mean a lot to people, it's a rough road. So this is the whole point, is like, you can walk this slowly. I just love how you shared that with us. Someone's going to love hearing that. Yeah.
And I don't have that feeling where I want to go through a drive-through. I think I told you this early on. I wasn't even on therapeutic doses of the medication yet. And I drove to a McDonald's. I was going to go through the drive-through. And I parked for a minute and thought, you know what? I actually don't even really want this Coke. Why am I doing this? It was almost like it was just one of the things I did all the time. And I sat in the parking lot for a few minutes and I just went home.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah.
But
so I just want people to know that they can feel that same hope. I'm not doing anything special. I'm just using the tools that you have given me and it's working.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate everything.